5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay! Oh, thank you.
Oh yeah, you got it locked in and you're tuned in for another episode 33 on a TGIF on the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy. And what better way would you want to bring in the weekend than finishing it off the week here with your boy Roy here? We're going to be, of course, talking everything Sarasota, Manatee County. We're going to be rocking the mic here for the next hour here on this beautiful Friday afternoon. It's August 21st 2020, and I'm here to report very overcast, man, cloudy. We're gonna go straight to top news here. Welcome everybody, and good morning to, or I should say good afternoon. We're not broadcasting as early as we did yesterday at 11 a.m. I had a busy morning myself, but it is 1 o'clock here p.m. Eastern Standard Time, baby. TGIF. Most people got paid today, so that's always a good thing here on the show. We're absolutely amped up and ready to go today because, of course, what did we do yesterday? You damn right we did, baby. We went 3 for 3, putting us at a total record for the year at 18-10. Baby, we are back on the winning track. That's 6 in a row in the last 2 days, man. And lately, actually, the picks have been easy, man. I'm not going to lie to you, man. Earlier in the week, the Utah, and they face off again today, Utah and Denver, and we'll go over that because the first half of the show here, which is sponsored by our good friends at srqtshirts.com, and we do encourage you to visit their user-friendly website. That's www.srqtshirts.com. Get yourself a great statement t-shirt, man. I have a closet full of them. Okay, I happen to be dressed a little different today because I had different things to do throughout the day. I only got my Ralph Lauren polo on, black and red, baby. I'm looking Mac. I feel Mac, man. I feel real good. I did have a follow-up doctor's appointment, and we'll get into that story earlier. But we only got a one-hour show here that we broadcast Monday through Friday here for 1 hour a day. Okay, and so we're going to have to keep focused on the time here to get everything in here that I want to. I want to start off the first 30 minutes of the show like we do every day. We're going to go local news, and then if there's anything national news that is worth reporting, and most of it is always, you know that, it's always Drek. So we'll see how our time permits, and we might go into national news, but we definitely want to keep our eye on being that we're in Florida and being that we're in hurricane season since of June 1st. And I'm sure there's been a lot of distractions out there for everybody, maybe not focusing in on the tropics, but don't sleep on the tropics here, man. They'll sneak up on you, man, and they'll ruin your day. That's for sure. So the weather that we're feeling here, cloudy, rainy, thunderstorms, gloomy, dark, almost reflecting like this show has been at times. Right now, as I sit, 1 p.m., it's overcast as hell, man. It looks like it's going to come in strong, and we're going to be dealing with this for the next, I would say, at least another 5 to 7 days, and those aren't business days. Those are just consecutive days. The weekend's going to be a washout, man. I'm not here to report negative news. We are all about positivity and balance, okay? So definitely give SRQ T-shirts, our good friends there, a look-see on their website there. And if you do find something, a must-see T-shirt that you want to proceed to the checkout with, go ahead and do that with confidence. And when they ask you if you got a promo code, you tell them, I damn sure do, man. My boy Roy over there hooked it up. Told me to put in the promo box SRQ Talk, hit enter, and you're going to receive a 10% there discount on your total bill there. Compliments of your boy here and SRQ Talk Show. If you were expecting to hear the 941 Red Zone, I decided to do an executive order and an executive decision. And when things are meant, they're meant. They go off the ground. And with the 941 Red Zone Fantasy Football team, there's been a little negativity on it. We were initially going to launch it on July 10th. And then it got moved to August 21st, which obviously is today, and this was the day. And it was supposed to launch 2 weeks prior on the 14th, excuse me. It was supposed to launch on August 14th. And then that didn't work out because of some, you know, just whatever, just getting other people involved the way I wanted to do it, really. And it just quite didn't work out because it's hard to, you know, go around people's schedules, especially people that don't just specialize, and this is what they get up and do for a living, you know. They have other things going on their plate, so... And I did hit up people last minute, and I can't blame them. And I do need consistent people, people that are all in and amped up and excited as me. So that's always hard to find with the today's, you know, I always tell you that I wish I had 25 hours in a day instead of 24. And that is true. So I'm not here to make excuses. I'm the one that put the itch in it because you know what solidified it to me? Because now it's really starting to stir up the fantasy football, and it looks like the NFL will proceed with the league. And thank God for that, man, because believe me, we want our football, man, and we're waiting. We can't wait for it, okay? Especially my people up there in Hillsborough County in Tampa. They can't wait till Brady Boy takes the field with Gronk and stuff like that. Even though I did hear that, you know, Gronk is a little bit in New England shape and not so much in Florida shape. This heat and humidity is getting even to the Gronk, man, especially he's from the Northeast. So that's definitely a transition for both of them, I'm sure, with Brady as well. Just the humidity level is just nothing that they're used to. And to tell you the truth, whenever when I used to go to the Dolphin games down in Miami, when the Dolphins obviously played in New England twice a year, you know, usually the games that we had success in was those early September games where it's still like hot and humid and it's cold in New England. And they're just not used to that. Fourth quarter teams, they're winded, man. And that's similar to with the Broncos, you know, their advantage over there at the Mile High Stadium over there. People get winded, man, over there. But anyway, we have plenty of time to talk about sports, and we definitely will because, like I said, your boy gave you three in a row yesterday, six in a row in the last 2 days. I did get some emails. I do appreciate that. And then people thanking me and all that. I didn't get any voicemails on it, but people are shy. Nobody picks up the phone and calls anybody anymore. So what I'm asking people to do is huge. You would think just leaving a message. Yeah, that people aren't used to making calls anymore. Everything's text or email or anything like that. The least you got to talk to people, the best, man. That's how our society these days seems to be going. But you know, the time flies here with your boy Roy because it's the most local, fresh podcast out there, man. We're huge in Fort Myers. Looked at the numbers today. Again, Northport, Fort Lauderdale, baby. They're all tuning in, locked in. And statewide, United States, 93%. My biggest state, obviously, is Florida, followed by Ohio. And now it's a battle for third place between Georgia and Virginia. You're damn right. Virginia's on the board, baby, creeping up on Georgia. Georgia, watch your back there. Hotlanta, Lake Lanier, Jimmy Carter Boulevard, Peach Tree, everything out there in the ATL, baby. Don't tell me about the ATL, man. I've slept outdoors there. I've been to Beaufort County and risked my life with my last name having two L's in it. They embrace me when my name's Roy, but and then when I tell them it's Giannis with two L's, they're like, what the hell kind of last name is that, boy? So there's where they opt out, baby. And you know who opted out when your boy Roy got the voodoo boogaloo put on him and dropped five games in a row? I thought that was a little odd. I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect here. I'm not saying I'm going to go 100%. I mean, God forbid, when we came out of the gates at 10-2, 83%, they were carving out the Mount Rushmore, I told you, man, of me over there. But and then we drop back to reality with a little help with the voodoo boogaloo out there. The haters are out in full force. Nobody wants to see Roy 10-2. I'm a loudmouth as it is. You're going to give me fuel to brag that I'm 10-2 and prove my theory? It doesn't sit well for some people, so they stick their version of Santero. But I told you, baby, in every Cuban family, everyone's got a Mac Daddy. Santero, baby. And for my listeners that are going, what the hell does he keep on saying Santero for?
Whatever.
Listen, honey, go Google it. It's Santero, baby. And I got the best one because he reversed the curse, man. And, you know, after dropping five in a row, just didn't seem right, man. I mean, I'm not opposed to losing, okay? One, two games, three games. When it's five in a row, baby, that's because there's some voodoo boogaloo involved, because I know, because we do the voodoo boogaloo. And I would recommend everybody, man, don't poke the bear, man. Let Roy do his thing, man. Don't follow that guy, because guess what? I'm America's most dangerous guy. I'm over 50, and I don't give a crap, baby. Lock it up, man. We got six in a row. My Santero's better than yours. He's reversed the curse. We nailed three of them. Easy peasy games. I told you, the beard, baby. We believe in James Harden. We believe he's the best basketball player out there. That's right. Bring it if I'm wrong. You could take your LeBron trying to get his politics involved, having that little hat on today, mocking Trump in his press conference, talking about some young lady that died that didn't get any justice. And just like that little boy the other day, I don't see justice for him. It's an unfair world, LeBron. Stop bringing your politics into our sport, man. It's bad enough, man. You got your Black Lives Matter everywhere, man, all over my TV set, man. If I wasn't such a fan of the NBA, I would have opted out of your ass, man. But guess what? We're living in a pandemic world where we're embracing sports, because sports usually brings people together, and it's going to this time around also, because it gives us a release from all the dreck and maneuver out there. And you go listen to Rush Limbaugh. Go turn on CNN or Fox, all of them. They're all fake news, man. They all have a motive. Guess who doesn't have a motive? You're damn right. Your boy Roy here, baby. Local, fresh, unedited. Does Roy make a mistake? Are we going to change it because he's embarrassed that somebody might hear him make a mistake? Get out of town, man. This is real radio. That's why you're locked in. That's why Northport is locked in. That's why Virginia's running up your ass, Georgia, to take third place, baby. And I got other states, man. You want to name them? Let's name them, baby. New Jersey, I see you, baby. I love you, New Jersey. You're damn right, New Jersey. Locked in, baby. They love locks of the day out there in New Jersey, out in some town called Clifton, baby. I'm 50%, man. I'm macking. They're going to have a billboard of me out there in Clifton, New Jersey, baby. They know. Mom knows who to come to when they want their picks, baby. They come to Roy. That's right. The Sopranos, everybody's on my list, baby. They're all opting in. Clifton, let me see what else, man. I'm excited. And guess what? If I don't go through your top news, man, get off my show. Go find it somewhere else. Roy's going to do what he wants. Roy's got six in a row. He's 18 and 10 on locks of the day. If I want to reverse it and make the sports segment first, or make the top news second, or abolish it all, man, and just talk what I want, that's what I'm going to do, baby. Oh, yeah, Roy's amped up. You're damn right I'm amped up, baby. And that's my right as an American. What do you want me to be? Down low, self-esteem. No, I'm earning negative and all this crap. You know what? I'm going to eliminate a couple of you on my feed line, man. You guys are nothing but negative and depression and bitching about everything. Go get yourself a girlfriend. Go get laid. Get out of here, man. Damn it. That's why I hang out with women and women only. Oh, let's talk about the women. Oh, before we give you the New Jersey, I'm pumped up, man. I'm not going to apologize for it, man. Blow it out your ass if you can't take it. Change the channel. Go to one of your scripted direct podcasts, man, that doesn't give you real news. This is the real deal here. That's why I got the Millennium. Think the Millennium's embrace anybody? They are absolutely embracing this fart ass and this old ass. You know why? Because they know I'm Mac Daddy, baby, and I'm going to bring it to them. I'm going to make them chuckle while they're doing their little bong fest, smoking their weed. They love Roy in the background. I've heard rumors that they get together just to listen to my podcast, all of them in a little kumbaya circle, smoking bongs like crazy and laughing and saying that this guy is off his rocker. And guess what? They're right, baby. Roy's lost it. So what? It's my life. I can lose it if I want. Let me see, man. What's the jersey numbers, man? Man, I was so impressed with the jersey numbers. I really was, man, and different cities, man, they're breaking it down big time here, because all the other podcasts, and I can be reached. I mean, you want to participate in the show, Millenniums, or anybody else? That 35 to 59 crowd, baby, is about 60% of my audience, baby. They're bringing it hard. Surprised they even know what a podcast is. Go ahead and email me, man, at srqtalk@gmail.com. Or you want to be a little trendy and you're not so shy, you want to leave a voicemail, go ahead and do that. www.srqtalk.com. hit the message button there. They're only going to give you 60 seconds, so don't flatter yourself. Don't be a rambler, man. Be concise and to the point. But at this point, we'll take any of your voicemails, man. We'll go ahead and make you SRQ Talk famous. I'll blow it on the air, man. I'll make you famous. We got to look at the time here, guys, because you know time flies with your boy Roy. There's no way an hour is enough for this guy. And I only got 30 minutes. I did want to go through local news, and we'll probably get to it, man. It depends how I feel. I'm obsessed with the Jersey news right now, so there's where we're going to go. Let me tell you how we break it down 93% here. Of course, Florida. I told you about my great people in Ohio, baby. And Ohio's not spread out. Ohio is 100% Columbus, Ohio, is where they're embracing. Where I had the billboard right there in downtown Columbus, baby. Of course, I told you my hot people from the ATL, baby. They're right there in third place, the great state of Georgia. Marietta, Macon, talk to me, man. What do you want to talk about? Oh, you want to talk about Savannah, Georgia, off I-95 right there, where the Middle Eastern community is dominating that area, okay? They're running shit all over Savannah, Georgia. Don't you dare tell me about Georgia, man. That's why I got my numbers way up there, and guess what? Housewives of Atlanta, baby, they're embracing the show. Downtown ATL's all over my show. They can't shut me off. They can't wait till they get the notification that Roy broadcasted a show. They were wishing that Roy didn't call in sick like I was thinking. Yeah, man, because I'm celebrating, man. You got to live life, have a balance like we like to promote on this show. Oh, well, you think Roy's amped up today? Oh, no, really? No, I'm not going to be dead, man. Of course I'm amped up. The weekend's here. We got money. We got listeners. We got subscribers. We got happiness. We got girls anytime we want them. Life is good here, man. All right, what do we got here? Yeah, man, hey, Georgia, I'm not even kidding, okay? Virginia is right on your ass. I can't even explain it, Georgia. I don't know what's going on, Georgia, but Virginia, baby, is embracing your boy Roy here. The only thing I don't like about Georgia, because Georgia, they tell me it's 100% Atlanta, just like Ohio. And believe me, if it wasn't, they tell me, okay? 100% ATL, Ohio's 100% Columbus. And then Virginia, they don't have the city in Virginia. That's the only thing that bothers me. And some people say that it could be the DC too, that they're considering Virginia, which they shouldn't. But they're right on your ass, Georgia, to take third place. And then, of course, baby, of course, the Northeast is going to embrace me, man. If New York don't want to do it, guess what, baby? Boys out there in Jersey are all over this show, man, because they know who brings it to them. Okay, they know that this losing is part of the thing. I'm 18 and 10, man. I bet their guy in their neighborhood is not 18 and 10. Let me tell you something, man. Clifton, New Jersey's all over the show, okay? And some of these cities I haven't even heard of, and that's just my ignorance. North Bergen, baby. I know who you are now. I know who you are now. You're right behind Clifton, baby. You can't get enough of your boy Roy. And what about Bayville, New Jersey, baby? I even got to Google Bayville, but I'll never forget you now, Bayville. Next time I'm up in the area, damn right, I'm going to go get a slice of pizza, because if it's anything like the Salazano brothers over here, baby, from Hoboken, New Jersey, I'm going to have to Google to see where Bayville is, North Bergen and Clifton, baby. They're all participating in the show, man. Well, not participating. I haven't got an email from them. It'd be great to get an email from those folks. Let me see. After New Jersey, believe it or not, everything's big in the state of Texas, baby. And guess who's big there? Yeah, you heard it, man. SRQ Talk, this little boy Roy over here, out here in Florida, tucked away in the western part of the state. And I'm huge in Texas, man. I'm going to go get a steak out there. Let me see the cities in Texas. You know, who's embracing the show? Oh, there you go, baby. Of course it is, man. I love me some Dallas, man. Dallas and Austin, baby. Those are the two cities amped up on your boy Roy there in the state of Texas. And I've always wanted to visit Dallas and Austin. Just, you know, people have always told me, right, Roy, it's better with your lifestyle that you stay out of the state of Texas. So I haven't even passed through there. But if I've passed through Biloxi, Mississippi and Alabama on my way to New Orleans, why wouldn't I go to Texas, baby? I'm going to start visiting Texas. Now I actually know two human beings that I really know, real good people, not my fake friends. You know, some people like to say, oh, I have 1,600 followers. My ass, you got 1,600 followers. You got 1,600 haters is what you have, okay? How many real friends do people have on Facebook? I don't care who you are, man. Your real friends, people that you've actually physically seen, touched, and hung out with, smoked a joint with, you know, had a beer with, banged, you know, you had sex, something. Somebody that you really, really know. About 200, 250. I don't care who you are, man. Don't flatter yourself, okay? That's what it basically is, okay? Your other 16, 1,200 little followers, those are people you don't even know, okay? So, yeah, don't tell me about that. So the two people that I know in Texas, yeah, man, I'm going to go hit them up, man. Why not? I'll stay at a hotel, man. I'm not the type that goes to people's houses. And I know people all the time, oh, what are you, ridiculous? So some people get offended. Just a hotel guy, man. I just like a mint under my pillow when I get up. You know what I'm saying, man? And I got discounts, okay? I'm your boy, Roy. I got discounts. I used to be in the travel business. So whether those expired or not, I got people in the travel business, man. You just mind your business, all right? So I'll stay at my Marriott, and that's all I do. No matter what brand it is, Courtyards, the Springfield or whatever the hell it is, any of them, and the Renaissance, I'll do them all, dude. As long as it's got to be Marriott, though. Yeah, Marriott's the Mac Daddy, and that's just my opinion. They're not even a sponsor of the show. I shouldn't even be giving them run. Maybe I want to make them a sponsor of the show now. Let's go ahead and, oh my God, we're already 20 minutes in. Man, the time goes fast, doesn't it, when you're hanging out with your boy, Roy? Can you imagine hanging out with me live? You'd be loving it, okay? But I'm giving you a little podcast here, an hour a day, Monday through Friday. Drop me an email, man, srqtalk@gmail.com, or a voicemail, srqtalk.com, which is our website there. Just hit the message button. Show to you is, you want to thank me? You can thank me that way also by going to srqtshirts.com. They've been a long sponsor of the show from day one there. Okay, so give them a look-see there on their website. At least browse it. Give them some traffic. srqtshirts.com. We do appreciate them. Let me give you a little local news here so they don't say I'm an asshole or anything like that. All right, so what do we have here? Another 4,684 cases. Is that what? And you see, it's already bringing down the show. You see, the whole energy of the show just changed because I have to report COVID-19 because that's what my listeners want to hear. Okay, you think they're listening to Fort Myers to hear my obnoxious New York ranting on? No, Fort Myers is tuning in because they love the little COVID updates. So sometimes I give them stories that they missed and stuff like that. Or maybe they don't have time, but they make time for your boy, Roy. You're damn right, baby. I'm over 60% in Fort Myers. Lehigh Acres, baby. Cape Coral. All tuning in there. Oh, you didn't finish the states.
Whatever.
Oh, God. I got to appease everybody. Let me finish the states then. Damn it. Just when I was getting in my mode with COVID. You know what? I'm going to continue with COVID, Karen. Stay out of the show, Karen. Haven't been involved in days. Get out of here. The Florida Department of Health is reporting 593,286 confirmed COVID-19 cases involving and that's an increase of 4,684 since Thursday, or a little Friday. The resident death, oh, there you go. Congratulations. We've hit the 10,000 plateau. We only three away yesterday. Resident death rates have reached 10,168 people have bit the dust. Oh, you're such an asshole.
Whatever.
Yep, 10,168, man, and of course they're gonna give you their little waiver here that, you know, death spikes do not necessarily indicate all the new deaths happening in the last 24 hours, and they really don't give you the number itself anymore. They used to give us, oh, hey, 181 people died, hey, 99 people died. They don't like to do that no more. I bet they've been getting a lot of Karens.
Whatever.
Calling over there and reporting, oh, that's not accurate and all that crap. Friday's report showed, this is the one that they're obsessed with lately, this little statistic, the percentage. Friday's report showed 79,260 test results were processed by the labs. The positivity rate is 6.83%, a minimal increase from Thursday's rate of 6.78. Oh, God forbid, 0.5. Here are the latest totals of the Suncoast. So let's see. And I'm sure my great people of Manatee County already reached their 10th. Oh, there you go, Manatee. Congratulations, you cootie COVID. Not 10,059 people, okay, have been tested positive for the cooties out there. You've reached the 10,000 plateau there. 10,059 to be exact. But I don't want to be like the people in Sarasota, obnoxious and looking down on Manatee like they like to do. And you don't like to admit it. You always whisper it. Oh, they're from Manatee. Yeah.
Whatever.
Get out of here, man. Bias. They're just testing more in Manatee, man. You leave Braden to people alone. Total cases in Sarasota, you're not so bad. It's 6,905. Come on, you should be embarrassed. That's nothing to write home about. I mean, you're less than 100 away from being in the 7,000 plateau there. So there you go, guys. You think you're going to bring me down, you know, with this whole COVID talk? No, because we're not taking the bait anymore with COVID. It used to be that we got emotionally involved and we started talking about it for about 20 minutes. But guess what? Your boy's blowing up everywhere. I don't got to do stuff like that anymore. I'm doing what I want here, man. So I'm not getting 941 red zone. Why not? Because I'm not going to be giving my secrets out. I'm involved in a 12-man league that's celebrating its 16th year this year, okay?
Whatever.
Yeah, I know. Nobody cares, okay? I'm just telling you just to be polite. That's why the 941 red zone is not showing. Because I'm not going to sit here and giving you my 100% real opinion and then have the people that I'm playing against for money knowing my secrets, okay? Get out of here. You're not getting that. I almost took the bait on that. Let me chug my I'm super amped up today on the not only super amped up on the coffee today, but that's because I'm getting the energy, man, from the T25. I survived another day here, man. Think it's easy? Sean T kicks your ass at 6:30 in the morning, man. That's what I'm doing, jumping around like a lunatic, doing aerobic exercises. And today was a full body workout, man. It kicked my ass today, man. But I'm starting to get a little bit more energetic. I'm starting to, have less pain. I'm kind of glad I have pain, and I have lots of it, muscle pain, because no gain, no pain, no gain, as they say. But anyway, yeah, I'm a little amped up on the coffee today, cheating a little bit, and not that I need it, because I'm amped up anyway. Sean T's got me amped up, and just naturally, I'm an amped up person. Okay, so you can let me see how we're doing on time here, guys, because we're going to be doing horrible. We are going to be deeming like my beautiful people out there. And let me tell my beautiful people out there in Ireland, baby, the Irish community, good afternoon to you. The UK, the Royal Rowdy Rebels out there, my hooligans out there in London, baby, good morning to you. And of course, Buenos Dias, the great people of Mexico, baby. No wall here, no border control. No one's going to be asking for your ID here, baby. Everybody's welcome. But guess what? That's it, man. You got your COVID numbers. I wanted to tell you what you needed to know in Sarasota. But guess what? Roy's numbers are so off the chain, man, that Roy does what he wants now. We only got a couple of minutes left in this segment. That's right, man. Time flies when you're having fun with your boy Roy, man. Fresh, local, new podcast, baby. Not like your scripted dreck that had played little games on the air and stuff like that. I don't need distractions, man. I don't even need phone calls to drive the show, man, which I thought I wanted to, you know, because we might still do that with 1490 WWPR there in Bradenton. Yeah, I might announce that I'm going with them, man. The terms and conditions they sent me were a little different, so I'm mulling it over, you know. But then again, I got to give you a couple of locks of the week just to have a nice weekend. And then I'm going to see you on Monday because we're going to do a 30-minute show on all sports. We're hot, man. We're caliente hot, bro. I mean, are you kidding me? Six in a row here on the spread, man. That's unheard of. Overall, we're about 65%. Still max status. So max that I got people in Newburgh, New Jersey, Clifton. I can't shut me off, man. They're burying their bookie out there in Jersey, baby. That's right. They knew they know who to turn in, man. Whether they, you know, got recommended the show or, you know, there's some loudmouth over there in Sarasota is claiming that they're doing a carve out of Mount Rushmore, baby. I think I'm lying to you, baby. This is real radio, baby, and it doesn't get, okay, all edited like you think it does. Absolutely not, man. My mistakes are totally documented on here. We're on episode 33, obviously pumped up, whether it's Monday, Friday, Wednesday, just natural energy, man. It's emotion. It's passion, man. Go look it up. Go Google it, baby. Let me see. What else did we want to do? Did we want to wrap up the states? I told you about the great news out of New Jersey there that they're tuning in like crazy. Yep, I gave you the COVID numbers, man. Things don't seem to be going better. At least we don't have those 12,000, 15,000 cases. But, you know, enough people have been tested already here. 4,684 cases reported. We unfortunately reached the 10,000 mark, not only in Manatee County with the Cootie cases, but in the death count here in the state of Florida, 10,168. But I encourage you, do what you want, man. The weekend's right here, but I encourage you to tune in for the next segment of the show, which is going to be 30 minutes of all sports. I'm going to give you one lock in each major sport there. We're 6 in a row. We're 18 and 10. So I do encourage you to definitely tune in so you can at least know the lock of the day there. But I do thank everybody, man. It's been a great week. It's been a great experience, this podcast. And I'm so grateful for everybody tuning in from all those states and all those cities in Florida. I do appreciate everybody staying as fans. I like to hear from my fans. So definitely drop me an email, man. srqtalk@gmail.com. Set even better, post a voicemail there, srqtalk.com, hit the message button, you'll have 60 seconds. So there is no more for this part of the show here, the SRQ Talk Show. Stay with me, it's all sports next. Yes, sir. We are back. You got it locked in. I appreciate you staying locked in with your boy Roy here, coming off the SRQ Talk Show, baby. This is the second half of that show, which we like to call SRQ Sports Show. And what better time than TGI Friday, baby? It's August 21st, 2020. I strongly recommend to put on your t-shirt, baby, because guess what, man? Roy's amped up today. Life can't be any better, baby. Went to Cy Ravens today and got actually a little bit of disappointing news is what I meant to tell you, man. I went, no, not because of the blood test. Sorry, slow up for a minute, man. I got my blood work done 2 days ago. I was a little concerned that they got all amped up and it was this hot nurse that gave me a call saying that Cy Ravens wanted to see me on Friday morning at 8:30 a.m. Was dealing with, got mom's medical stuff out of the way, got her therapy, got her back yesterday. Then it was my turn to get up this morning, man. And I was a little nervous, man, because I thought that it was just a little bit too soon, you know. I thought maybe they saw something in the blood work, but I actually Googled it like most people do these days, man. When you have a doubt or a question, man, don't be asking for recommendations, please, on the social media. Please, just Google it, man. Google knows everything, bro. What's the name of your doctor? Dr. Google, okay? They'll tell you that you got 3 days to live. But anyway, yeah, so I Googled it, man, what it means when they call you back so fast. Because like I said, I Google everything. And it told me, listen, Google said, yo, man, chill out, okay? Well, if the doctor called you to schedule a visit, and then you should be worried, very worried. That means it's usually bad news. And he's probably going to tell you on the phone, okay? But if he sets his hot nurse, you know, his assistant to call you, you're Mac Daddy, bro. That's just a procedure. They just want to go through the records for you because they know your dumbass ain't going to be able to read and see what's going on and see what your cholesterol level is at. So I go there with confidence. You know, I check in and the lady's like, all right, you know, the insurance card and all that. And I gave her my Florida Blue, baby, which I've been very happy with. You know, I went from United Health. I went over to Florida Blue, man. That is Blue Shield and Blue whatever, man. And they just changed the name. No, they don't take it there. There are some doctors in the Intercoastal that do certainly do that, but it's not Cy Ravens, man. So Cy Ravens apparently opted out of his Florida Blue. I didn't know. It caught me. I didn't know anything about that. Well, apparently she's like, well, if you want, he can still read them to you. And I said, how much? She said $321. I did that right there on her front desk, and I thanked her for the day, and I told her to tune into the show, okay, that I'm not going to hold it against her. But if Cy Ravens thinks that I'm going to help him with his little mortgage bill today and get dropped $321, even though I can, why can I? Because I've hit 6 in a row, baby. I'm 18 and 10. All right, so to wrap up that story, because we only got 30 minutes here with your boy Roy, and we know time flies here, so And I got the people in Clifton, New Jersey, baby. New Bergen. What else? Bayville. I got to Google Bayville still to see where it's at, baby. I'm tuned in. I got people in 4 miles. Everybody who's looking for the pick of the week. Your boy Roy's absolutely. I put my Santero to work, baby. He reversed his curse. My Santero's better than yours. And don't push it so much, man. Let us be, man. You don't poke, don't poke the bear, man, because we could be absolute monsters when we want to be, man. So I got my Santero, just gave him a little call. Yo, this is what's happening. I got 5 losses in a row. Not that your boy Roy is opposed to losing, man. Hey, it happens. I'm not telling you, I'm 100%, okay? I know I got off the gates at 10-2. Might have bothered a couple of people, you know? I'm a loudmouth. You don't want to give me fuel. Also in bragging rights here at 10-2, 83%, unheard of. Who's that guy in Sarasota doing all that? There's got to be something to it, right? Damn right. You know what? It's to it, baby. Experience over 30 years. Got my ass handed to me in the past, man. But I learn from my mistakes like everybody else there should. But you hear on the show, well documented, man. We don't tell you how to live. You do what you want, man. You know, you want to eat Goya, you eat Goya, baby. If you don't splash the mojo on your stuff, hey, so be it, man. You know, you want to wear your pants down to your ass, man. We don't care, man. We don't tell you. You want to wear a trucker's hat instead of a flat. We don't give a crap here, man. Get out of here, man. Don't flatter yourself, man. It's not all about you all the time. But guess who it's about? It's about the gambler out there, man. And they're locked in and loaded to the show. 18-10, baby. I'm sure that's over like 65%. That's max status there, man. If we can maintain that throughout, we're going to be looking really good. So we want to get into some of the scores in all the major sports that we are so grateful that we have under this pandemic life. We're going to go over some NHL hockey, baby, with those. Damn, man, what a game. I'll tell you what, man. Hockey is absolutely the greatest sport in this country, man. It really is. I know my great people out there in Mexico, tranquilo, okay? I know you guys all love the soccer and all that, and even my hooligans, Roy's Rowdy Rebels up there in the UK, and of course, Ireland sports a team also in the World Cup. I know you guys are into soccer, man, but baby, hockey is so fast-paced. It's more like your boy Roy's amped up, you know, personality, man. I love it. They're checking into the boards, man, and it's just fast-paced, and I have no trouble following the puck. I know exactly where the puck is, man, on my 61-inch flat-screen Magnavox TV, baby. That was loving yesterday, man. I'll tell you, man, the Dallas Stars and Calgary Flames, man, I was just like, I like left the room for just a minute at the beginning of the game. When I got back, it was 3-0 Calgary. I was like, what the hell is going on here? That was just maybe 3 minutes into the game. They even changed goalies, I think. Oh, no. You know when they changed the goalies? When the Stars came back, maybe it made it 4-3. It was such an explosive game. And, of course, we're loving it. We're sitting at an over at 5. We already got it. Stress-free game. The only problem was that we got it linked out with the Stars. We fell into the parlay bait there, and we took the bait yesterday with the Stars in the over, man. And let me tell you, it was the greatest game. The playoffs has been great. The only basketball playoff game that I've seen that had that energy and had that scoring and had that excitement was that that Utah-Denver game, and they get off the ground today, but I don't think we're going to be able to get that game in, honestly, because I think that game started at 1:30, and it's 2 p.m. already, so we missed the, and we would have went over all day on that one, just like we did on our 6-game winning streak here as of late. So the Santero reversed the curse there, baby. I like to thank my local Santero, baby, coming through like he always does, and believe me, don't make me call him again, because not going to be so nice the second time around, okay? We're going to overlook the voodoo boogaloo that was put on us just because my Santero was easy work. He said he reversed the curse. So whoever did it, you're amateurs, okay? But anyway, let's go over some scores from yesterday. Your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. It's the SRQ Sports Show edition here, and it is brought to you today by WagerLock.com. WagerLock.com is absolutely a sports consulting. You're not going to be able to bet on their website. They're not going to partake with your parlays or your 16 teasers or your if bets. These folks just have one mission, is to get the person the lock of the day. one lock in a day. I know you're not going to get, nobody likes to bet just one game because it's the rewards is just 100% of your money back. People want parlays where they get more odds and bigger odds. 16 teaser like I almost hit the other day. And if it wasn't for the damn COVID Marlins, you know, I would have hit that and they would have came with the Wells Fargo truck and just dumped the cash right in my backyard here in my condo. Okay. I'm one of the few people with a backyard in my condo. Why? Because Roy's Mac. That's right. Sales 20 years. I'm going to negotiate a great deal. Some of you do first deposit, second deposit when you rent, security deposit. You think I do all that? You got to be out of your mind, man. Okay. I'm in demand. I'm a great resident that rent out a place too. I'm usually never home. And I never have usually people over unless it's some girl or something, some rando, you know, or something like that. But I don't bother nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling to myself, man, staying social distancing within 6 feet, you know, being courteous and wearing a mask, even though I might not believe in it and stuff like that. You know, that's what you get with your boy Roy here. And yeah, so time flies here, man. So I want to get the pick of the weekend. Or the day. Let me see. We're already 10 minutes in. I told you time flies here. So let's get right to the sports and what we're here for, baby, and why you are locked in all over the country, not only my great people here in Sarasota, Manatee. And I am a little disappointed on your numbers. I would think I'm bigger locally here, but, you know, locally, I'm huge in Palmetto, baby. Thank you for tuning in, Palmetto, baby. And I know you bastards call it Palm Ghetto, not me. The great people of Palmetto there, Manatee County, baby. They're locked and loaded, man. Yeah, so the game we missed. No, thank God, man. We can get into that Nuggets Jazz. And there you go, guys. I mean, I'm going to give you scores here from yesterday, but I just noticed that we are going to have time to get in that Nuggets Jazz game at 4 p.m. And I kind of let the secret out of the bag because I thought it was the game we missed. And the game we missed was actually the Raptors and the Nets. And you know, the Raptors, you know, we're a fan. They're a fan of the show. They usually cover. And even if we don't go with the Raptors, the games that are involved with the Raptors, like last 2 days ago, we went with that horrible Brooklyn Nets waiting on Durant team. You know, we went with them, and only because the line was just fat. And, you know, I'm the medium. I go by feeling. I don't, you know, necessarily do the reports like wagerlock.com, the sponsor of the show here. Go to their website, guys, because I'm amped up today. See, I was about to roll over wagerlock.com on their sponsoring of the second half of the SRQ talk show here. And it's Friday, man. You know, should have been the 941 red zone. I put a stamp to that, man. I'm not going to let out my secret, my fantasy football secrets, because I have credibility issues, man. It's what do they call that? It's a conflict of interest, because I have a fantasy football league that is, you know, entering its 16th year. I'm a three-time champion there, so I'm not, and the boys might be tuned in. I'm not going to tell my secrets who I'm going to draft, who they should draft. You know, it's just not in my best interest. So guess what? We asked the 941 Red Zone show, okay? And you're going to get this segment of the show. We're going to stay. And why don't fix it if it's not broken? SRQ talk numbers are off the chain, man. They're going off my 17-inch screen here, okay? And I told you already, I'm huge in Clifton, New Jersey. Who knew? Okay, but those people are smart up there, man, and they love locks, okay, and I make them wait long enough, so I'm going to get right to it here. Currently, right now, let me see yesterday's scores, all right? Yesterday was a little Friday, Thursday, the 20th of August, and of course, we told you that this game we couldn't touch because it goes against our rule that you don't bet on your favorite team because it's a double whammy if you lose, but the Heat, of course, they took care of the Pacers 109-100, so they covered the four that they were. They just didn't cover the over-under, which was that some people got it at 215. I heard it finished at 217. You would think that was going to be over, and it didn't. 109-100 there. And so the next game, this was one of our locks right here, baby. What did I tell you? And on the SRQ Sports Show, in the beard we trust, baby. And that's right. I told you I didn't care if that angry Westbrook, you know, was sitting or not, okay? We got the beard, baby, James Harden. That to me, I'm starting to bring into the conversation as one of the greatest basketball players. Oh, that's right. Oh, he doesn't play defense. I don't care. I don't care. That guy's a machine, man. I love James Harden and the beard. We believe in the beard. We believed in it and put our money on it yesterday. Made it the lock of the day in basketball. They came in like flying colors. It was a bargain of the day. It was only giving that CP3 Thunder team 2 points. And we already told you how we feel about CP3, okay? He used to break ankles. At one point, We don't think he's a locker room guy, man. Now he's becoming a journeyman. He still has a little game, and you know he's bitter that the Rockets, so he's going to elevate his game for these playoffs, but still not enough, man. 111.98, the beard blew you out, okay? And then, of course, back to reality, okay? Sorry, Orlando Magic, all right? Sorry, buddy, okay? What do you think? There was miracles? You think they were playing in Disney Magic? You think it was Mickey Mouse out there in the court? No, man, reality. The Bucks and Giannis slapped you up like they should have in game one on that fluke that you probably made every better lose the house on, okay? But they got it back yesterday. If you laid the 13, you won. 111.96. You barely squeaked there, okay? It was at 12.5 and finished at 13, but still, Giannis and the Bucks do what they should have been doing, and they wiped the floor with the Magic. 111.96. And I'm sorry, I know I'm huge in Orlando, okay? Don't take it personally. Orlando, I still love you. You are embracing the show. I do recognize you up there, okay? Lakeland, in a little town called Mulberry up there, loves the SRQ Talk Show, baby. They embrace us. Orlando, nothing personal, man. You know how I feel. We keep it 100 here. We've been crapping on all year on the damn Magic, okay? Because they're horrible. They were seven games under 500, and they squeaked into the eighth seed. They don't even belong in there, man. Get them out of there, man. The Bucks and Giannis. I mean, what do you want to win for, Magic? So you could go out in the next round and get swept? Get out of here. We want competitive games, man. And it's all day, man. The Bucks, they've covered too. And this one was a setup all day, and I wish I had the tape queued up from yesterday's show when I told you to be very, very, very careful there. And I told you that that was bait because I have over 30 years in this, and I know we all won with the Trailblazers gobbling 6.5 and beating LeBron and the Lakers outright at the beginning of the week. But it wasn't going to happen day two, man. I mean, come on, man. You know, we're not saying we love James Harden and the beard, but we recognize greatness. And LeBron is great, okay? I'm not here to tell you not. And I told you, be careful. The Lakers are going to blow out the Trailblazers. Don't take the bait that you think that it's going to happen twice in a row. And that's exactly what happened. 111-89, the Lakers blow out the Trailblazers, bring them back to eight seed reality. All right. Yeah, they laid 6.5, man. It was almost the identical line as the other day. All right. So what do we have today? What are we going to give you lock of the day in the NBA? Here we go. Clifton, New Jersey, baby's on the edge of their seat right now. Let's see, what is Roy going to call? And, you know, and if you want to subscribe to the theory, because there are people who are very superstitious, these gamblers. So if you want to subscribe to the theory that, you know, Roy's hit six in a row, maybe we'll go against what Roy says today, because he's due to lose again, okay? Because he's got 10 losses. We're 18-10, so I coming off of a Voodoo Boogaloo 5 in a row that I lost till I had to get the Santeno involved, and now all of a sudden, what a coincidence, we're 6 in a row, we've won, okay? So if you want to subscribe to the theory that you go against what I tell you today, because it's just, go ahead and do it, man. Whatever works for you, okay? So I'm telling you, we missed. Let me check out the time here real quick. Oh, we're already halfway through the show already, guys. That's how much fun here to listen to new, fresh podcast here. And if you're just tuning in, you're tuned into the SRQ Sports Show, the flip side of the SRQ Talk Show. You want to participate in the show? Thank me for the 6 in a row. I know you guys are loading your pockets with these locks I'm giving you. At least you should be. Drop me an email, srqtalk@gmail.com, and go ahead and or send me a voicemail there. Or not send me, man. Go ahead and place a voicemail there at srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. I don't know where to find you, Roy. Any of these podcasts, whatever your favorite is. Of course, we're broadcasting live from the Anchor dashboard here. You can always go to the Anchor podcast, or go to Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify. Damn it, you can even go to great people of SoundCloud, CastBox. What more options you want me to give you, man? We're everywhere. You think I'm joking, man, that we're blowing up? We're blowing up like off the charts, man, in some places, okay? And that's why you can find us on all those podcasts. But the truth of the matter, you go to any search engine, whether it's Google, Yahoo, Bing, if you're an old fart like me, go to AOL. You just put in SRQ Talk Show. Your boy Roy's going to be top three. And if I'm not I should be number one, man. Send me an email. If not, man, we'll get it straight. SRQ Talk Show should always be Roy number one there on the Google list or any search engine. So there you have it, man. That's how you get tuned in. But obviously, you're having no trouble finding the show because the ratings are off the charts. That's why Roy does what he wants here. If the ratings were down, just like in sales, if you're making sales, boss is saying good morning, everybody's high, everybody wants to be your best friend. If you're not selling, your whispers, they're whispering behind your back, they're treating you all different, because that's how, unfortunately, damn society is, man. People like winners, bro. All right, so this is the game that we couldn't get off today, which was the Raptors, okay? And they were still a big favorite, man. They were giving sticks. They were giving 11 to the Nets. I didn't feel comfortable. That's why I took the Nets the other night in the under on the 11.5, man. But today I was a little confused because today's the kind of day, if I was going by feelings and all that, I would have laid the 11, man. Just close my eyes and lay the 11 because the Raptors are definitely a good team. And the Brooklyn Nets are just waiting for Durant, man. They're just mailing it in. They just caught the Raptors, I guess, off guard there the other night. The Raptors still won the game, but they just didn't cover the 11. But today was going to be a different story, and there it is. Raptors 49, Nets 34. They're in the halfway through the second quarter. That game started at 1:30, and it's 2:29 here now. But then, you know what our lock's going to be, man? Let me see. I'm torn on locks because I love the over 218 here in the Denver Nuggets, Utah Jazz. Probably out of all the games that I've watched on the NBA and I've had to tolerate Black Lives Matter right in my face on the t-shirts on everything. I don't even know what, so some of the kids that come off the bench, I want to know their names. I want to get familiar with them. And not all the time am I hearing the announcers, you know what I mean? And all I'm seeing is freedom and Black Lives Matter and, whatever, come together. And all these little, you would think that they're getting the things from SRQ t-shirts, our sponsor from the first half of the show, all these statement t-shirts now, and their names like buried under there by their ass right in there, I mean, damn it. It's just in your face, man. Just keep the politics out of it, man. This is what we're using sports for, to, relieve ourselves from all the dreck out there, man. That shit, give it to CNN, whoever cares over there, man. We don't care about that crap. We just want to see great basketball like the Nuggets and Jazz, man. These are exciting teams. There's a guy, point guard there for the Jazz called Spider-Man. He's awesome, man. And then the other Nuggets, point guard is like hating, saying everybody's giving Spider. He's draining threes like crazy, too. Very exciting, up and down, very fast, energy, young team, up and coming. Utah took them last time, but all we cared about was the over-under. We hit that with them. And, what am I going to tell you? Not to hit the over here, but let me see if that's going to be the lock, though, because that's different. Oh, here we go. This one's personal here, okay? This one is absolutely personal. The Philadelphia 76ers, okay, which I jumped off your wagon, Embiid. You're nothing. If Simmons ain't driving the bus, I ain't riding, okay? Embiid with his little flop and all that. Get out of here, man, with your flopping and Embiid. And not, you're no Olajuwon. You're no Ewing, man. You're not even Shaq, dude. You're borderline damn Dwight Howard, man. I even saw Dwight Howard a little bit more pumped and amped up than you are. Man, you're monotonous. You're just slow. Your whole energy is just body language. It's just like, man, you need help, Embiid, man. You could be so Mac Daddy, man. But I took you and took the 4.5 the other day, man. It's the worst decision I've made all year, man. I was yakking all over my 61-inch flat screen Magnum on Steve Senior. I jumped off the wagon. I'll never go back. And you know what? And Celtics, and the Celtics are just super Mac Daddy, man. The only thing is that white boy Haywood, was injured. But guess what, man? I discovered the kid that's taking his part, Smart. That guy's Mac Daddy, man. That's the, what do I call him? The Marshall Lynch of basketball, man. He's all tatted up. He's napped out, man. He's fucking Mac, okay? Smart. I love that kid, man. They should play him more. I can't believe you're letting Haywood, that little whiteboard, Gordon Haywood, take your spot, man. Haywood's got game, but Smart is a great six man coming off the bench, man. So that kid, I'm impressed with him, man. And Boston just is an impressive team. They're small. They don't really have, they got, I think, who do they got? Bol Bol. They got somebody, old Taco, whatever. But that guy's just 7 foot, 8 foot, and clumsy, man. I saw him in the garbage minutes the other day. The Taco kid, man, he could be so marketable, man, if he could just get it together. But anyway, the Celtics are -6 today, 216.5. And we don't even know if them 76 are going to participate. You can't even score points over there, man. I saw your little boy Richardson hitting some threes, man, but you ain't got nothing over there, man. I say the Celtics blow out these people again. You know what, man? I have a good sense of calling this the lock of the day. That's why. But what am I? Why am I not going to do that? Okay, I'm not going to call the Celtics because you shouldn't bet on emotion. Should have bet on your favorite team. There's a couple of guidelines here, a couple of rules here. And we're Roy's Rowdy Rebels, man. We don't like rules, but there's certain cardinal rules you don't like to go. And I know my people in Clifton, New Jersey will agree with me here. You don't want to bet with emotion, whether it's your favorite team or like me, that I'm bitter against 76ers because they made me drop a dime the other day, man. And it pissed me off that I even was – and I saw Boston so – juiced up, man, and Boston's just an exciting team, man. They have some nice young players there, and they're just Mac. They just play small ball, but they're really fast. So, you know, that's why I can't call this game, and that's why you're locking the NBA, baby. Is going to be the over at 218. Denver Nuggets and Utah Jazz. I hope those threes start splashing, okay? Last game of the day is the Mavericks, okay? And the Mavericks want me to take the bait. Mavericks, you know what? I know at the end of the day that you squeaked into the playoffs, okay? I know you're 43-32 coming in, okay? And supposedly under the bubble there, you're listed as the home team. The Clippers and Kawhi wanted to ramp it up, and we did discover that Reggie Jackson, baby, not the Mr. October, but the modern-day Reggie Jackson splashing threes all over the place with the and penetrating the basket and no-look passes for the clip joint there. So Kawhi's got a good help there with Reggie Jackson, and I saw you, Harris. I saw you, man. But you're more mouth than anything, Harris. I need you to butch up and get in there, man. Get some more rebounds and stuff. Clip joint is only giving 5 to the Mavericks, so Vegas is showing them a little bit respect, man. And you know what? I gotta believe that the clip joint here rebounds. If not, they're in major trouble. There's a bunch of Eastern European kids over there in the Mavericks. They're playing some. They're balling over there in Dallas, baby. And we're huge in Texas, and my number one city is Dallas, followed by Austin out there, man. And I'll tell you, man, those boys are balling. I just don't want to take the bait because you're an 8 seed. I can't explain why you're an 8 seed when you got all that European, Eastern European talent over there, man. They're comparing that point guard to James Harden. Are you kidding me? Get out of here with that stuff, man. I need more from that kid. All right? So, but yeah, man, that's a hard one to call. I would personally probably go the Clippers there because I'm not going to take the bait on an 8-8 team with the Mavericks. And the Clippers got to just show me some more energy, man. Show me you want to be there. These kids, these Eastern European kids in the Mavericks, they were showing some heart, man. They're amped up, okay? That's why I'm not going to bet against them. I'm going to leave that one alone. Sixers, you're lucky I'm emotional about it. I lay the house, okay, against you today. Anybody reading between the lines here, Boston all day, man. I just can't call it as the lock of the day. So you're locked today. You're calling it here. SRQ Sports Show with your boy Roy, baby. It's telling you to go to the window. Go over 218 Nuggets Jazz. Very exciting. We are up against the clock big time here, guys. So we only got about 4 minutes left in the show. Let's give you today's lock. We're not even going to go over scores in the major league. No way we have time. That's why your time flies here with your boy Roy, man. I'm telling you, we need more than an hour show here. But anyway, we're wrapping it up. I hope everybody has a great weekend. But the lock of the day for Major League Baseball Friday, August 21st, and all the games are after 6, so we can get in on any of these. Marlins Nationals favorite 196 over my COVID-19 Marlins. It's my favorite team, so I can't call it as the lock of the day. Hottest team in baseball, baby. Tampa Bay Rays go up against the Blue Jays here. The Rays are favorite 161 over under 8.5. Guess what, man? Right there, say no more since we're up against the clock. Your lock of the day, MLB. And don't get it twisted because you think I rushed this pick. I've been dying to pick this all week, and I haven't. The over in the Rays-Toronto Blue Jays game, over 8.5. That's your call in MLB baseball. Your boy Roy's telling you to go to the window and bet on the Tampa Bay Blue Jays over 8.5. That's your MLB pick of the day here. Let's go to my favorite new sport. Guess what? We're getting rid of all Canada, baby. All of it out of our playoffs, Canada. You're not worthy. That Canadian team is a snore fest. Canucks, you're just as disappointing. Guess what, Flyers? Do it up, man. Let's get rid of these Canadians. Canadians can't. They're not as fast as you, Philadelphia. You better take it out. It's between you and the – let me see. It's between you and the Blues, man. Who do I want? There you go. I'm going with For the Love of Philly, baby. Bet it all on the Flyers, baby, to get rid of these Canadians. There you go. Wraps it up. Thank you for joining your boy Roy here on the second half of there. I thank wagerlock.com. Guys, if you need a lock of the day, go pay $19.99 in a secured website there on wagerlock.com. They'll email you the lock of the day if you need to either bury your bookie or get out of 6 feet under. That's it. There is no more. I gave you three locks. We went with the over in the Utah Jazz at 218. I'm giving you the over in the Tampa Bay Rays game at 8.5. And I just called, what did I just call? In the NHL, I'm saying go Philly, the city of brotherly love. There is no more. Your boy Roy, tune in to me on Monday. We're broadcasting live 5 days a week. We'll be all perky for it. And I love Monday show on this Monday. Okay, everybody have a safe, stay corona-free. Have a nice weekend. Make lots of money on my picks, baby. We're 18-10, and we'll be back Monday going through all the numbers again. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. There is no more. Go out there and be nice to somebody. Enjoy the weekend and get out of here. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk.
Oh, thank you.